Unleavened Bread Ministries presents Hidden Manna for the End Time with your host, David Eales.
Hello, friends. This is David Eales. God bless you and thank you for joining us. We have some very important revelations to share with you that were shared with me over the last 30-something years, sometimes in word of knowledge or word of wisdom. They are very, I'll say, untraditional, but you should expect that in these days. The traditions of men have been making of no effect the Word of God. And these revelations will help you to cooperate with God in the time to come in manifesting His Son in you and in understanding the things that are going on around you and the great purpose that God has for these end times. May God give you eyes to see and ears to hear, so that these will be a great blessing unto you. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You may hear some things here that are not fitting with your traditions. God bless you.
Part 37, Fall of America, Rise of the Saints.
Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, that is the spirit of the Antichrist. And it is the seven-head, ten-horned beast of all nations and all peoples outside of Jesus Christ in the end time. Go back and listen to the previous teaching that I gave on the beast, the covenant, the image, and so on and so forth. I laid this foundation because what I'm going to share here, I needed to lay a little bit of foundation for it. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Notice, there's only two. There's a spirit that is from heaven that inhabits all of God's people, and there's a spirit from the pit that inhabits all of Antichrist's people. There's only he that's in you and he that's in the world. And Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Meaning, when we listen to his words, when we humbly submit to those words go into us and recreate his spirit in us. We're not talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about a born-again spirit. That's a recreated spirit of Jesus Christ in you. Jesus Christ had his own spirit and the Holy Spirit, right? And we were created in his image. We have our own born-again spirit in his image, and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in that. And Jesus told us that there are two men in the earth. And that is, of course, one shall be taken and one shall be left. That is Christ and Antichrist. So we're looking at a world-ruling kingdom that most of the people of God are not going to recognize. They're going to wait for this man to show up. Watch. As head, the corporate harlot of the United States rides the corporate UN seven-head, ten-horned beast through the tribulation period. Did you ever notice that? The harlot rides her all the way through. The harlot is not destroyed at the beginning of the tribulation period. He rides her all the way through the tribulation period. But it's a corporate harlot. Everybody realizes that the harlot is a corporate body of people. Some people say it's this, some people say it's that. It's the Catholic Church, some people say it's America. And I believe it's, frankly, a world body of false religion and America. I believe because God is so big, from the same prophecies, he can show us more than one thing. He is so big. And he's shown me plainly that there is a secular Babylon, a secular harlot, and also a religious harlot. Okay? Well, either way, this corporate harlot is riding on the back of what the Bible calls the beast in the book of Revelation. Now, if that beast is an individual, that's a real heavy woman. You got an individual holding up a corporate body? Nah. This is the beast that we're talking about there is all seven heads and all ten horns. That's the seed of all previous empires together in this last empire, because they are now in the UN. All previous empires are in the UN. Okay, Revelation 17 and 1. The great harlot that sitteth upon many waters. And what are the waters? Look further down in verse 15 there. It says the waters are the peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So she's sitting on peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And then in verse 3, he tells you that I saw the woman sitting upon the scarlet-colored beast. What is the scarlet-colored beast? Peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. We have a parallel revelation here. He wants you to see that. The waters are this beast. They are the peoples of the world, right? Watch this now. An angel told Dimitri that this harlot is the United States. I believe that. I believe she also represents a religious body of people, okay? And yet, she's still riding the beast of the second 3.5 years. This is not the dragon that she's riding on here. The dragon lasts, in according to Revelation chapter 12, the dragon lasts for 3.5 years. Then the beast of the second 3.5 starts in Revelation 13. This woman, who's been identified as the United States, is riding on the back of the beast of the second 3.5 years. Meaning America is still in prominence, still ruling the world through the second 3.5 years. You notice that? And she's identified as Babylon the Great. Okay? And verse 18 says, "And the woman whom thou sawest reigneth over the kings of the earth." She's doing it now, but we haven't seen anything yet because she's going to continue to do that and worse. The U.S. heads the beast of the nations. I know that this probably comes against a patriotic spirit, okay, in most Christians. But I think we have to be careful for that. Remember what happened to Jonah. His patriotic spirit got him to be loyal to apostate, backslidden Israel rather than the Lord. He didn't have his allegiances straight there. And with most Christians, we have the same problem. Our kingdom is not of this world. Our allegiance is not to America. Our allegiance is to the Lord. We have now joined another kingdom, which is worldwide. A holy nation, Peter said we are. We are a holy nation that covers the globe. And that holy nation is Israel. We've been grafted in to the olive tree, Romans chapter 11, called all Israel. We belong to Israel. And our kingdom is not of this world. In the historic view, the seat of all world kingdoms is alive in the last kingdom. Daniel 7 and 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast. Now we have to remember that Daniel's fourth beast is Revelation's sixth beast. Because Revelation went back to two kingdoms before Daniel. Daniel started at Babylon. But Revelation goes back to two kingdoms that were identified before Daniel, and that's Egypt and Assyria. So his fourth beast is John's sixth beast. And it shall be a fourth kingdom upon the earth, or a sixth kingdom upon the earth. So the sixth kingdom, which was Rome, shall be different from all the kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth. The sixth kingdom, he said, would be diverse or different from all of the previous kingdoms. Why? Because of what I told you before. Now God needs a worldwide empire to conquer his worldwide rebellious apostate people. History must repeat. So now what we've got is all of the previous kingdoms are in this last kingdom. It'll be different from all the kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth. What does it mean devour? If you devour something, it's inside your body, right? Well, guess what kingdom in our day has devoured the whole earth? It is the UN, exactly. And it shall tread it down and break it in pieces. This is all coming too. Beasts 1 through 6 were raised up to conquer rebellious Israel. The seventh and eighth worldwide beast, mentioned in the book of Revelation, will conquer worldwide rebellious New Testament spiritual Israel. And as for the rest of the beasts, their dominion, notice this, their dominion was taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. Egypt and Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, and Rome, their lives were prolonged. Their dominion was taken away. Their individual ruling of the world was taken away. But their lives were prolonged. And they were swallowed up by this seventh, they will be swallowed up by this seventh and eighth kingdom. Okay? So their seed will be devoured by the Roman clay and iron of Revelation's seventh and eighth beast. Seventh being the dragon, and the eighth being the beast of Revelation 13. Okay? Any objections? I always hear objections to this, and I try to write them down because, you know, people who have objections are there to expand our understanding. And as long as we're making war with scriptures back and forth, we really don't have the truth because we have to be able to explain the other guy's scriptures, right? So we have a problem unless we can accept their scriptures and fit them in with ours. We really don't have the truth yet. The Bible says the beast was slain and his body was destroyed and it was given to be burned with fire. And people say, well, you see, it is an individual because his body was slain and he was given to be burned with fire. No, watch. The body of Christ on earth during the tribulation period, there will be many martyrs. As a body, when these people die, their body is slain. Their corporate body is slain upon the earth. It's destroyed upon the earth. But they go to heaven, right? They go into the kingdom. The beast is just the opposite because he's Antichrist. When his body, corporate body, is slain upon the earth, it will be given to be burned with fire. Revelation 17 and 8, the beast that thou sawest was and is not and is about to come up out of the abyss and go into perdition. The beast comes out of the abyss. We're not talking about a man coming up out of the abyss. We're talking about a spirit coming up out of the abyss. In Daniel 9, 26 and 27, it talks about the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city, and the end thereof will be with a flood. What city did they destroy? They destroyed Jerusalem in 70 A.D. And people think, well, that was talking about Titus who brought the Roman armies in there and destroyed. No, it's not. Watch. The next verse says, and he shall make a firm covenant with many for 1 week. So the people of the prince that shall come destroyed the city, and 2,000 years later, he makes a covenant with many for 1 week. We don't have any men around that are 2,000 years old, do we? Okay. So what we're talking about here is a spirit from the abyss. Because in the rest of the text of Daniel there, the next chapter, it talks about the chief prince, Michael, the archangel, chief prince of God's host, and how he wrestled with the prince of Persia and the prince of Greece. And that's all talking about principalities. We're talking about demons. See? We are ruled by a spirit from heaven who inhabits us. They are ruled by a spirit from the pit that inhabits them. Their spirits have been recreated in the image of the beast. Ours have been recreated in the image of Jesus Christ, right? And they that dwell on earth shall wonder, they whose name hath not been written in the book of life, when they behold the beast, how that he was and is not and shall be present. I asked the Lord one time, Lord, which one was and is not and shall be present? And he told me, all of them. All of the previous empires were, and then they weren't, but they are present. And they are present in the last one. And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him, everyone whose name hath not been written in the book of life. As members of the Antichrist body, they worship his spirit from the abyss that inhabits them. And as members of Christ's body, we worship his spirit from heaven that inhabits us. It says, and all that dwell on the earth shall worship him, everyone whose name hath not been written in the book of life. A lot of people make the point here that he couldn't be all the people on the earth since all the people of the earth worship him. But stop and think about it. We worship Christ, and we are members of his body. Whether they know it or not, they worship Antichrist, and they are members of his body. They have come into the image of a spirit from the pit. Like Jesus said, you are from below, I am from above. We are coming into the image of the Spirit from heaven. So, as members of Christ's body, they worship his Spirit. You know, when you came to the Lord, you probably noticed that people in your own family who you had affinity for, suddenly there was a break there. You know, and the reason and sometimes you wonder, why is this? At least when you're young in the Lord, you wonder why this is. The thing is, there's a different spirit there. And these Spirits are as opposite as Christ and Antichrist. So as members of Christ's body, we worship His Spirit from heaven, and He inhabits us. That way we can be members of His body and still worship Him. And they can be members of the Antichrist's body, and they still worship Him. Matter of fact, all the people of the world, you can't get them to agree on anything, can you? And it says, all that dwell on the earth shall worship Him. How are you going to get all the people of the world to worship anybody? It's not possible, unless you're talking about the Spirit that's been recreated in them. They worship Him. So, the U.S. will rule the Middle East and the Christians. Watch carefully. As with Babylon, the leadership of the United States will be possessed with the heart of the beast. Daniel 4 and 16. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. Let his heart be changed from man. Now, you know, the framers of our Constitution realized that we didn't need a king like England. So what did they make? They made a corporate king. That's right. Let his heart be changed from a man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him. I remember watching an article some years ago about the Jews, how that before Hitler took over, how that they had such peace with their neighbors, and they were so shocked when all of a sudden all of their neighbors turned against them and hated them and turned them in and did all these things, and it was just a sudden shock to them to realize how a spirit like this could take over nations, you know. And the anti-Semitic spirit is not natural. You know, it is supernatural. And the anti-Christian spirit that is going to take over America is not natural. You won't be able to understand it from the outside. It'll be supernatural. And let seven times pass over him. Times in the Bible is, you know, in the book of Revelation, times and a half of time is 3.5 years. Times are years. And God hid here the 7 years of tribulation, that actually our corporate leadership will lose their mind as far as persecuting Christians. And thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. You know, the field, Jesus said, was the world in his parables, right? And the beasts are the distinct kingdoms of the world that are joining together. Thou shalt be made to eat grass as an oxen. You know, Peter said, all flesh is as grass. What is America doing right now as the head of the world? Right now, she's devouring much flesh. Right now. Hundreds of thousands of people have died at the hands of America recently. And seven times, that is 7 years of tribulation, shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. You understand the whole world's going to get this revelation after the tribulation period because the Lord's going to come. The timing is perfect. The executive branch, which is our king, you know, in the New Testament, the executive branch is going to lose their mind and is going to guide America in a very wrong way because of this anti-Christian spirit and bring much persecution against the Christians. In Jeremiah 27, 5-8, I have made the earth and men and the beasts, and I give it to whomsoever it seemeth right unto me. And now I have given all these lands. And in the text, he's talking about the Middle Eastern lands. I've given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. Again, now we're talking about the executive branch of the United States. Okay? Into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. My servant. Well, obviously America is following right down the steps of Babylon in conquering these nations. These are the exact same nations that Babylon conquered, and America's doing it now. That lets you know that these prophecies are talking about America. And God is going to use America to bring these nations into subjection as much as you can bring them into subjection. And all the nations, that's the beast kingdom, shall serve him. All the nations shall serve Babylon, America. And his son and his son's son, that can be three terms, three presidents or three terms, until the time that is of his own land come. And that is after the 7 years. Remember, he lost his mind for 7 years, right? And after the 7 years is the time of the land of America's judgment. And then many nations and great kings shall make him their bondman. That's the time of the fall of America. And it shall come to pass that the nation and the kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, will I punish with the sword, famine, and pestilence until I have consumed them by his hand. We see it happening. We saw the Balkans go, you know. They wouldn't submit to America, and America brought them down. And Afghanistan, the same. And Libya, through a little different means, but the same thing. And Iraq. America is walking right down the road of Babylon. And God has given authority to the United States to conquer these nations for a purpose. Not because they are righteous, but because he has a purpose in raising up a one world order, all for the sake of the saints. In Jeremiah 25 and 9, I will send unto Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And as you know, the U.S. conquered Iraq, and we are the king of Babylon, both spiritually and physically now. The king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof. Well, in the text, he's speaking of natural Israel. Now remember, whatever happens to natural Israel is also for spiritual Israel. They are a type and a shadow for worldwide corporate Israel. Matter of fact, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says, now these things happen unto them, natural Israel, by way of example. And the word example there, many of your Bibles have a footnote. The Greek is by way of a figure or a type. Everything happened to natural Israel by way of a figure and a type. Okay, and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages are come. And he's talking to the church here. So everything that happened to them is a type and a shadow for us. Right here, where it's talking about natural Israel, we should plug in spiritual Israel because that's the revelation in the New Testament. And that's the church. And against all these nations round about. So God's going to bring Nebuchadnezzar against the people of God and against all the nations round about. That's the nations that are now Muslim nations surrounding Israel. And I will utterly destroy them. And they're doing a pretty good job of that, aren't they? We can see that they're following right down the line here. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Now watch. I got a word of knowledge right here one time. When I read this 70 years, the Lord said to me, 7 years. 7 years. And I'll explain that. But notice that all these are going to be brought under for 70 years or 7 years. Now, Babylon brought the people of God under for 70 years. And actually, at the end of 70 years, apostate Israel was destroyed at the end of 70 years. But in the book of Revelation, the apostate church is destroyed after 7 years. When God speaks to Babylon and when he speaks to natural Israel, he speaks in terms of 70 years. But when he talks about the United States and spiritual New Testament Israel, he speaks in terms of 7 years. There's a lot of proof of this. Okay? Again, the harlot fell after 7 years in the book of Revelation, but the harlot of apostate Israel fell after 70 years. So the Bible says, except those days be shortened, no flesh would be saved. Revelation chapter 18 and 24, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that have been slain upon the earth. Again, we're talking about America here. Demetri had the angel appear to him and tell him that this harlot was America. America is leading the nations and leading the nations in the direction of bringing both natural and spiritual Israel under and into persecution and tribulation. Jeremiah 25:15-26. For thus saith the Lord, take this cup of the wine of wrath at my hand. In the text, he's talking about bringing Babylon against the nations to conquer the nations. This is the wrath that he's sending to the nations in the text, the destruction by Babylon. And cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it, and they shall drink and reel to and fro and be mad. You wonder why at the end of the tribulation period the 10 kings rise up as the heads of all the nations of the earth and come against the harlot and destroy her and burn her with fire. Well, here it tells you why. It says they're going to be mad because of this cup of the wrath that Babylon, as a type of the United States, is going to bring to the world. And we are just looking at the beginnings of this. This thing's going to snowball. It's going to keep getting worse. Because of the sword that I will send among them, then took I the cup and made all the nations to drink, to wit, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah. They're going to feel the pain and the brunt of this and the war of this too. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and all the mingled people, and the kings of the land of Uz, which was Jordan. Notice Jordan's in this too, right? And all the kings of the Philistines, Ascalon, and Gaza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, these are Palestinian peoples, you see. And Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, their land is the land of Jordan. And all the kings of Tyre, and the kings of Sidon, which is Lebanon. We haven't seen Lebanon have much to do with this war yet, but they will. Dedan, and Tema, and Buz, which is Jordan, and all the kings of Arabia, that's Saudi Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled peoples that dwell in the wilderness, that's the nomadic tribes that don't necessarily have nations, and all the kings of Zimri, which is Syria. You want to know if the United States is going to go after Syria? That's a fact. And all the kings of Elam, which is Iran. You want to know if America is going to be involved in a war with Iran? Yes, they will. And all the kings of the Medes, which is the Kurds. And all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another. And all the kingdoms of the world, which are upon the face of the earth, that's the beast kingdom. And what is America trying to do? Is drag all those nations into a war, into the Middle East, doing everything they can to bribe them to go in there. And the king of Shishak, which is another name for Babylon, as a type of the United States, shall drink after them. So after conquering all these nations and keeping them under for 7 years, then Babylon will fall after the 7-year tribulation.
This series by David Eales will be continued on our next broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more information and materials, go to www.americaslastdays.com.